So over this last couple of weeks, we've been talking about being pure and holy, being set apart, being separated. And then last week, we kind of went deep, which was a bit scary for all of us. Who isn't scared when we talk about brokenness? Brokenness is a hard issue. And we started our life groups this week, and we got great feedback. It was like, whoa, you could have made it an easier topic to start with, brokenness. It goes far too deep, far too quick. But I think it did what it needed to do. It got us into deep conversation, got us encouraging each other, got us building each other up. If you didn't get a chance to listen to the message, then I encourage you to do it, because God has got good hope and good news for broken people. Who isn't broken at times? Who doesn't go through issues? You are not alone, and that's what God wanted to encourage us with. But at the end of it, we said one of the best ways to get around brokenness, one of the best antidotes to brokenness is surrender, and to surrender to God. And as I was praying this week, I was trying to plot a course of where God wanted to take us and move us from being pure and holy to remind us of our brokenness, but remind us that if we surrender to Him, God is faithful. He will heal us. He will bind up our wounds. And then Lord saying, God, where do you want to take us next? And I had a bit of a pattern for the next few weeks. And the next thing that I felt God saying He really wanted to charge us with is that we are people of praise. And one of the best ways to keep our surrender is to be people of praise. Because we have to remember that when we surrender to God, that is not an easy task. It's not easy because we were made for destiny. We were made for purpose. We were made for to just go for these things. We're made in the image of God. And so we have this drive and this will and this pursuit to do things. So the idea of surrender is sometimes a difficult prospect. It's a difficult thing to grasp. But it's not difficult when we know how good our God is. So we talked about the prodigal son. The prodigal said, oh, I've got to get back home because to be back with my dad is an incredible place to be. And as soon as his dad saw him, it says he came running. An unusual custom. He would have never run like that. But he had to break tradition to get to his son because he loved his son so much. And sometimes we've got to break tradition. We've got to break our routines to get closer to God. And God says this morning, I want you to know, as you surrender to me, you surrender to a good God. And as a result, it'll make you want to praise. As a result, it'll make you want to worship me. As a result, it'll make you want to praise me. This is what it says in 1 Chronicles 16, 23, 25. We're going to read the verse together. If you've got your phones, your Bibles, you can do that. If not, you can see it from the screen. It says this, sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. This is God giving us some good advice, some good wisdom, maybe even a command this morning. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Our singing is vitally important. You see, when we sing, we do something. When we sing, we change something. When we sing, something happens. Because when we sing from our hearts especially, wow, mountains start to move, situations start to change, everything starts to go. Now, it does not matter if you don't sing that great, because it's coming from your heart. It's not coming from your vocal cords. When I truly sing and I'm praising, it's coming from my heart. Doesn't matter if I'm squeaky, doesn't matter if I'm out of tune, doesn't matter if nobody else likes it, God loves it. Let me give you some encouragement on that this morning. God loves when we sing. He loves when we praise from our hearts, from the depths of our soul, because He understands what we mean. 2 Chronicles 16, sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim good tidings of His salvation from day to day. What an incredible daily practice. Are we doing this? Proclaiming good tidings from day to day, reminding ourselves of the good things that God has done for us? Do you want to know how to keep your praise on? Count your blessings. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. It's an old song. Remind yourself of that. Count your blessings. You see, so often we get consumed with all the things that are going around us, and that's fine because we want to take responsibility and we want to lead a good life and want to be in charge and want to be powerful. But we've got to realize that if we're only filled by the issues and the problems and the negatives, it'll start to weigh too heavy on us. And we'll start to wonder, where's God in all this? And if we start to wonder where God is in all of this without praise, we start to get to a place of, I'm going to blame God because why is He making me go through this? I thought when I became a Christian, everything was going to be amazing. Now, we don't want to think that, but that's the place where we can get to. Because I thought God was more than a conqueror, and I thought He wanted to meet me more than a conqueror, but I just feel like the weight of the world on my shoulders. You know what the Lord wants to remind us of? Count your blessings. Count them. I mean, if you start to count your blessings every day, you won't get a lot done. But I tell you what, you'll have got the praise on. You'll have been feeling good because you're like, wow, look what God has done for me in spite of all these things. Look what God has done for me in spite of all these things. Proclaim good tidings of His salvation. We have so much to praise about from the simple fact that God has saved us. From the simple fact that He has saved us. And every day I'm so grateful. Tell of His glory among the nations. God is calling each and every one of us to go to the nations and tell about the good news. Now, our nation may be Armagh. our nation, maybe Portadown, Market Hill, Dungannon, wherever you're from, or maybe once a year to go to South Africa like we did this year, or maybe to go, the nations could be your workplace. And we don't want to think that, and we don't want God to tell us that because our workplace is hard, and I definitely don't want to do it there. But that's the place where God has placed us. And so often the places where God has placed us is exactly the place where God wants us to share the good news of Jesus. So where has God placed us? He has placed us in the nations. And he wants us to praise him in the nations. Everywhere we go, tell about the good things of God. His wonderful deeds among all people. See, God wants us to go in on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on that horrible Monday when we're feeling depressed. And he wants us to tell the people around us about the good things that God has done for us, about his good deeds. Did you know that Jesus died for you? Now, that might not be your first conversation, but it might be, hey, did you know God has done incredible things in my life? And they're like, what? What? Nikki had an amazing conversation this week with the person that she went to get her hair done with that turned purple, but she wanted to be purple, so it's all good. And she had this amazing conversation with this girl. And the girl was expecting just a normal, everyday person coming in. You know, normal, everyday in the sense of, yeah, I went out at the weekend, had an amazing weekend, lost all my money, got filled with alcohol, was all crazy, you know, all that kind of stuff. It was just like a crazy, mad weekend. But instead, she came out with it, and she goes, I'm actually going to a conference this weekend. The girl goes, conference? Is that with your work? Is that with your husband's work? And Nikki was like, no, it's with church. She was like, church? She wanted the grind to swallow her up. She was like, what church? What do you do there? What are you going to have a conference there? She says, I only go there when I have to. I don't want to go there. What are you going for a conference for? And she goes, you pay for it? It's like, yeah, I paid for it. She's like, wow. And they started talking about vibe, and it's funny. I'll share a funny story. I don't know if it's relevant to the point, but I just thought it was funny. And she was saying that, yeah, what's the church? What church do you go to? She says, go to Vibe. She goes, oh, I've heard of that church. I've heard the pastor is quite a nice guy. He explains things well and different things. Is he all that? Is he a good guy type of thing? And Nikki's just smiling. She goes, well, he kind of need to be because he's my husband. And she was like, what? It was funny. I laughed. I liked that story. But she had an amazing time in the hairdressers because she was willing to talk about God. She was willing to share God. Now, did you see the girl saved in that moment? No. Did the girl beat her up? No. It was actually a pretty positive conversation. You know, she turned her hair purple, and which is exactly what she wanted. So it was all good. But we have to realize that we have good news to share. And it comes from a heart full of praise. Because whenever you're trying to share something and you're just in the dumps, it won't matter how good the story is. Nobody wants to listen to you because you're just depressing me. You're just getting me down. And so I want to encourage you, wherever you go, whether it be your hairdressers or it be wherever, sports, the cinema, maybe not in the cinema because people don't want you to talk there, but after the cinema, and you go to your workplace, you go to school, wherever, as long as it's not in the classroom because the teachers here will get mad at me. Don't talk in the classroom. Talk afterwards. But share the good news of Jesus. It says, for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. See, our Lord is great. He is greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. What does that mean? See, our God is so worthy of praise, there is no other gods like him. There is nobody that even comes close. He is undisputed, the greatest of all time. There's no argument in it. We don't need to check any records or any facts. He just is. He is incredible. And see, for us today, we've got to realize that praise is an essential environment that we have to place ourselves. Praise is an essential part for our heart. It's essential for our minds. It's essential for our spirit. It's essential for our souls. Now, we don't naturally want to do it because we want people to praise us. Hey, didn't I do a good job? You were amazing. And we feel good with that. But God's called us to praise him, and it's something we've got to maybe train ourselves with. It's something we've got to remind ourselves with. I want to encourage you today, how often do we praise God? How often do we give thanks? How often do we glorify God? How often do we stop and just praise him because he is that good? This is what God has called us to do. He is worthy of our praise, and don't get it twisted or don't get it wrong. He's going to return the favor tenfold, hundredfold, 10,000-fold, a millionfold. He has already done great things for me and for you, but he wants to do even more. And so I said already, what is praise? Praise is giving thanks. Thanks is a huge thing, but thanks to God is incredible. Thanks to God changes our hearts. It changes our mood. It changes our environment. This is why praise is so important. Is praise just a song? Absolutely not. Praise is who we are. Praise is what we share. Praise is all that we give from our souls. It's all that we give out to God. It's our lifestyle. It's the way that we go. I'm praising God every step, every decision, every action. I am praising God because He is incredible to me. And so praise is rooted in thankfulness and being grateful and thankful for what God has done. It's rooted in honor as well. Praise is about honor as well. It's not just saying I'm praising God because He's making me do it. I'm praising God because I'm in honor to Him and I'm in awe of Him because of what He's done for me. I honor Him with my life. I honor Him because He's worthy of my praise. Let's remember that our God is a king, and kings always need praise. Kings always do. They demand it. That's their position. They have their worshipers, and they bow down and they worship. And our King is a good King. So don't worry about that. He is a great King, and He's asked us to honor Him with our worship and with our praise. And for me this morning, worship, when it really gets to where it's at, it's a deep cry from my heart. I cry out and I praise Him, even in the midst of all the chaos, even in all the pain that I go through, I cry out and I praise Him. Who knows this morning from your own personal stories that the most difficult time to praise God is in the middle of your darkest season? It's always the most difficult time to praise. And yet, it's the best solution in that depth of despair. It's the best solution. Whenever we're at our absolute lowest, that's when we need to praise. Why? Because in the midst of that, we're telling the enemy, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what I'm going through. I'm telling my soul. I'm telling myself. I don't care what I'm facing. God is good. And I'm going to tell myself that all the time. God is good and He's worthy of all my praise. I love that song about singing Good, Good Father, or that God is good this morning. We sang this morning because we're singing it sometimes from a place of despair. We're singing it a lot of the times from a place of chaos, from a place of I don't feel good, but we're singing it above our problems. We're singing it above our feelings because we have decided that we're going to praise God no matter what because He is worthy of our praise. And so when I praise from the depths. And why is praise good this morning? Because it pushes me down and it reminds me where I'm found, and that is that I'm under God and I surrender to Him and it lifts Him up. You see, there's an incredible warning that we got to remind ourselves of, is that back in the beginning, before even Adam and Eve, there was three archangels, Lucifer, Michael, and who's the other one? I totally forgot. Gabriel, absolutely Gabriel. Three. You couldn't get any closer to God than these three. You just could not get any closer. They're in a perfect, 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 perfect world. I don't think we can comprehend just how perfect heaven is. We cannot comprehend it. But know this, there's no tears because there'll never be any sadness. There's just none. I mean, there might be tears of joy, but that's as good as it's ever going to get. There's going to be no need for forgiveness because no one's ever going to hurt you. It's not possible. There's going to be no need for forgiveness. There's going to be no need to work because there's nothing to work for. The Lamb is there. He sustains everything that we need. There's no need for the sun because we've got Jesus there. Again, He radiates the whole place. It's gold. It's incredible. It's just the most amazing place that you could ever imagine. The most amazing place. And you've got these three angels, top among all, and one of them's called Lucifer. And he's chief of the worship. He's chief of the praise. And all it took was one day, he decided to take some praise for himself, and it was the end of everything. One day, that's all it took. He took praise for himself just one day, and then he thought, wow, praise for me feels amazing. Praise for me feels amazing. Am I saying that people can't encourage you? Absolutely, they can encourage you. But keep giving God praise. He took his eyes off God. He took his eyes off God, and he said, I want to be just like him. In fact, I'd love to take over. I would love to take over because maybe I deserve the praises and God doesn't. You see, he got himself in a place where praise, he got consumed with praise because praise is literally that good. But praise is reserved only for our King of Kings. Reserved only. Now, I praise you, absolutely. I encourage you, absolutely. But I'm not praising you above God. I know where God sits. I know where he is. Nobody else can do what he can do. Nobody else deserves the praise that he deserves. And I think to myself, the place that Lucifer was in, the place that those archangels were in, I thought, why would you need anything else when you've got everything you have need of and more? Imagine that. You've got every need fulfilled in heaven and more. There's just nothing you need because it's all there. Your needs are all perfectly met in every way. And just that one time, something changed in a perfect world, and he started to take it for himself. He started to get above his station, started to believe he could be God, and everything changed. And I want to encourage you this morning, praise is great for our hearts, and it's great for our souls, so that we never get to a lofty height or a place that we should never be, a station that is above us. It keeps us in the perfect place where we need to be. Lucifer would have been far better staying where he was. His end is not a good one. We've read the book. We know the way it finishes. It is not a good one. And yet God says this morning, if you would worship me in spirit and in truth, if you would worship me, if you would praise me, if you'd lift me up, I'll lift you up too. God is calling us to praise him. God is calling us to praise him. Revelation 5, verse 11 to 14, or 11 to 13, we're going to read this morning. It's a tiny bit small. We praise God this morning because he's worthy. Listen to this. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And in a loud voice they were saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. There's just no end to the things that he deserves. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth, under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them, saying to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. He is worthy of our praise. You see, we praise God because he's worthy of it. We praise God because he is worthy. That is what we need to do. It will help us live better. It will help remind us who we are. We need to continuously praise him because he is worthy. When was the last time we were praising him because he's worthy and reminding ourselves of how worthy he is? We praise the Lord this morning because he commands us. This is what it says in Psalm 50, verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath. We praise him as well because he is good and is good for me. It says this in Psalm 103, verse 2 to 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Wow. This is the reason why we praise him. It's not just for him. It's absolutely for me as well. Who heals all my diseases. Who forgives me of all my sins. Who redeems my life. Who buys my life back. Who brings me to a better place than I've ever been before. Who lifts me from the pit. Who crowns me with steadfast love and mercy. Wow. What an incredible God. Isn't he worthy of our praise? Isn't it good for us this morning to praise God? It is good for us in every way. It restores me again and again and again. As I praise God, it restores me. As I praise God, it adds things to me. As I praise God, it restores my soul in every way. Does anybody this morning feel like sometimes they need to be restored? That they need some help because they feel weary and they feel tired and they feel broken? You know what the antidote for that is? Praise. Praise will bring a breakthrough in your life. Praise will restore you. Praise will bring back what has been taken. Praise will bring back what the enemy has taken. Praise will put God in the rightful place in your life again. Praise answers problems. Praise affects everything around us. It changes the atmosphere. It changes how we think. It changes how we act. Think about that this morning. When I start to praise the Lord, my conversation changes. When I'm in an attitude of praise, I talk differently. I absolutely talk differently. I'm talking more of what God says, and I'm talking less of what I say. I'm talking less of what the world says. I'm talking more faith. I'm talking more impossibilities that could take place. When I begin to praise, I even walk different. You see, because whenever we're not in a good place, we don't tend to walk just the way that we did when we're good. Maybe our head drops a bit. Maybe our eyes drop a bit. Maybe we even get to a place where we don't even want to get up. I don't even want to get out. I just want to stay at home because I just don't feel in a good place. I don't feel worthy. Maybe we need to, at those moments, decide to praise the one who is worthy. And as we would praise the one who is worthy, trust me, his steadfast love will crown you. His steadfast love will crown you. His mercy will crown you. He will lift you up. Maybe sometimes we're wondering too much and worrying so much of my value and my worries and my concerns. And in those moments, if we would lift our gaze and praise him, he would take care of my worries and my concerns. And again, that won't be a negative on you. That will be a better thing for you because he takes care of your problems far better than you can. We all know that from our own selves. We've tried so many times to fix ourselves, to help ourselves, to look after ourselves. We feel tragically a lot of the times. But God is good and he's worthy of our praise. And as we would praise him, he will steadfastly love us. He will crown us with all that we need. We were at a conference yesterday. I want to share just a couple of things. We had a conference yesterday. You take in so many things at these conferences, you can't process. It's just so many things. You forget half of what you've heard, but you try to frantically write down the important bits and try to remind yourself later. But one of the things that really grabbed me is that we have to remember and remind ourselves again and again that we're not just spiritual. I think for me, sometimes I get so caught with the spiritual. I'm like, yeah, God's with me. God's for me and not against me. And I love all of that and I encourage all of that. But I forget sometimes I also have a body that's weak. And I forget sometimes I've got a soul that gets tired sometimes. See, the word tells us in 2 Timothy that we're a body, we're a soul, and we're a spirit. And they talked yesterday about guarding our emotional state, our physical state, being mindful of, and mindful of our capacity in every area because everything is linked. I mean, he shared a really clear example. He said, imagine you have a few sleepless nights and then maybe your hope starts to fade. And before you know it, you're on the path for depression. You get a few sleepless nights, something happens in your world, and hopelessness starts to drain from you. And before you know it, you start to get into depression or start to head that direction. And you think, how did I get here? And it started with something physical. It started with my sleep was just ruined. I wasn't sleeping the way that I should. And sometimes we palm it off. And I know what I'm like, and maybe you're exactly the same. It's like, oh, I'm feeling a bit this, I'm feeling a bit that. Doesn't matter. I'm just going to keep going because I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I've got a plan. I've got a purpose. I've got to keep going. And I agree with all of those things. But in the midst of that, I was just mindful that God's able to sustain us physically and in our souls and in our spirits. And don't forget that those things are all very much linked. Whatever happens in one or two affects the third. Whatever happens in one most naturally affects the other two. We've got to realize that our bodies are essential. We praise, and when we praise, it affects our body physically. It just does. When we sing, it's a different posture. It's a different stance. When we start to praise God, we maybe start to lift our hands. Again, it's putting us in a different place than we were before because maybe we were lying low and we didn't want to get up. When I praise God, it kind of makes me want to get up because there's just something that comes inside because God is strengthening my body as I praise. He's strengthening my soul and he's definitely strengthening my spirit. And that is God, what God is calling us to be. People that have body, soul, and spirit, all three have been affected and radically transformed by the love of God. All three have been turned around. And so maybe you're here this morning, you're feeling weary in your body. Praise is a great solution. Maybe you're here this morning and your soul is just feeling weary. Praise is a great solution. Maybe you're here this morning and you feel like, I just want to go deeper spiritually. Praise is going to bring you there. Praise is going to help you move to those places. Praise is going to get you there. We can complain and confess all sorts of silly stuff and do all of that. And there's a time and place for all of those things. But praise is going to change things. Praise is going to transform us. I want us to think this morning as we do that it affects all of our moods. It affects our feelings. It affects everything that we do. It affects our decisions and affects our choices. I want us to look at a couple of quick stories this morning. I'm going to be finishing in a few moments. But praise brings victory. Just to reaffirm it in your heart. I want us to read from Joshua 6, a story that we know really well. Joshua 6, going to read a couple more stories after that. I'm just going to read them. They're going to say what it is, and it's just going to reveal to you over and over again how important our praise is. Joshua 6, verse 1, now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. They're in a place where it's physically locked down. There is no way into this place. There is no way out of this place. It is in lockdown. But the children of God need to get in. The children of God need to get in. And so something's going to have to happen. It says, then the Lord said to Joshua, I've got a plan. He says, see, I've delivered Jericho into your hands, along with the king and his fighting men. See, we need to realize in our lives when we're praising God, praying to God, surrendering everything to God, he's in control of everything. It said there, I have delivered, even though it hasn't happened yet, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, the city, along with the king and his fighting men. In every way, God has delivered everything into your hand. We have so much to praise about. Stop worrying and start praising. It says, march around the city once with the armed men. Do this for 6 days. have seven priests carry trumpets of ram horns in front of the ark. On the seventh day, march around the city seven times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast in the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the army will go up and everyone will go straight in. Now, we don't have time to read it all this morning, but you can be sure what's happened there is exactly what happened in Joshua 6. Encourage you to read it. Encourage you when you think you're in an impossible place where everything's locked down, there's no way in, there's no way out, praise God, and you'll be surprised what he does. He says, I'm going to deliver everything to your hands, the city, the people, the king, I'm going to deliver it all. You're going to have victory in all areas as we would seek God. Our natural tendency is worry, try to figure out a plan, try to negotiate it, try to get a few people to worry with us, and hopefully as we worry together, we'll worry it all out. We won't. We'll just worry ourselves more. We should gather people together and pray. We should gather people together and not pray out of worry, but pray out of praise, because we know God's got this. We know that God is going before us. We know he's already done it. We just haven't seen it yet. We praise him for the things we haven't seen yet, because he's that good. That's the kind of king that we praise this morning. We praise him. We praise him. I'm not even sure why the men are there. I think the soldiers are there solely for this reason, to kind of look soldiery. They're going to carry the weapons because people think they need to carry them. Maybe God knew if he just sent the choir, people would be too freaked out. But all that they were really there for was to shout at the last day. They were only there to shout at the last day. Their weapons had no effect on the wall, none whatsoever. But as they shouted, everything came down. Who were they shouting to? They were shouting to the King of Kings. Who were they shouting to? They were shouting to Jesus. They were shouting to God. They were shouting to the Father, three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as they did, everything shook. Everything trembled. Everything was changed. And I'm telling you this, they went from, if they were 6 feet to 10 feet, because they were like, wow, our God is truly for us. He divides the Red Sea. He brings down the walls. He changes things. Walls and strongholds broken. Acts 16, verse 25, 26 says this. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. What? It says, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bonds were unfastened. See, are we getting what God is saying this morning? Is that even if you're in prison, even if you're in a lockdown city, even if you're in a physical state of there's no way to make this happen, praise, sing praises. They weren't trying to get to sleep at 12. They weren't worrying about why we're not getting to sleep. They were praising. They were singing songs to God. Everybody was hearing it. They're probably saying, these guys are crazy. They were absolutely crazy. Crazy for an incredible God. Crazy because they knew no matter what the state was, no matter how bad the prison looked, God was for them. And if he's for them, who can be against them? And they sang songs of praise to God. See, I want you to see this morning that these situations are not trivial. They're incredibly difficult situations. In fact, they're impossible situations. There is no way out of a prison unless a prison escape, which in most occasions never really works. And even if you do get out, you get brought back straight away. It very rarely ever works. These are impossible situations this morning. A city with fortified walls. There's no way for them to come down. A prison with locked gates, with prisoners. There's prison guards. There's just no way of escape in this place. And yet they praised. It makes absolutely no sense to the natural, but it's perfect sense in the spiritual. God is here this morning, and he says, no matter where you find yourself, no matter how impossible the situation, the climate, the conditions, the environment, praise the Lord with songs. Praise, 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 because praise brings victory. If we have enemies this morning, listen what 2 Chronicles 20:22 says this. As they began to sing and praise. Are we seeing a theme this morning? Sing and praise, stop worrying, sing and praise. Stop trying to do it in your own strength, sing and praise. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. They were defeated. Another incredibly impossible environment. And as they sang and sang praises to God, and they were simply singing, everybody thinks singing's just wimpy, but singing moves heaven and earth when we're singing to God. I mean, we should start a choir after this because we need everybody in it. We need everybody in it. We're just going to praise the Lord because praise brings victory. Praise brings breakthrough. I hope this morning what we're seeing is this, is that when we come to church and we choose not to praise, do you know who loves that? Enemy. Enemy loves it. Because if you pray, something's going to change. If you pray, something's going to be affected. See, I want you to see this morning that there are many people that come to church. We know that because we see each other. And there's many people that come to church with different issues and different problems. And maybe you come today with none. And so you think, it's all good for me. I'm just going to chill today. Just going to take it easy. But God said, I need you to praise, because there's maybe somebody else in here that can't praise, and your praise is going to bring a victory for them. See, we've got to realize that it's not just my life and Jesus, but it's us together as the body of Christ. And we need to praise together. We need to worship the Lord. Is it just solely songs? Absolutely not. But it's got to do with your heart. But singing's got a big part to play in it, because everywhere we sing, singing and shouting and praising and opening our mouths to God, victories are won. Victories are won. Now, we can use our mouths to say all sorts of things. We can use our mouths to sing all sorts of songs. Happy with all of that, as long as it's good stuff, as long as it's good. But we have to have a place where we use the mouth that God has given us, the lungs that he's given us, the vocal cords that he has given us to praise him. He commands it. Because if you won't praise me, he says, I'll cause the rocks to cry out in worship. I'll cause them to cry out in praise, because I have to get that praise, because that's who I am. You don't realize how much benefit it'll bring to you, because you think that you need this. But God is saying this morning, if you would sing and praise, and sing and praise from your heart, you will do incredible things. Praise is always a choice. It's always a choice. No one's going to make you do it, because anybody I've seen being made to sing doesn't want to do it. So it's not going to work. It is not going to work. By me telling you to do it and you doing it because I've told you, if you don't want to do it, no point. Just no point whatsoever. But if you're praising and waiting for the feelings to change, that's no point either. Praise is a decision. And our feelings a lot of the times catch up. You come in and you're like, I don't want to praise God. You wake up in the morning, I definitely don't want to praise God because I'm tired. Praise him, even in that time. And watch how your feelings, your emotions will catch up, because praise changes things. It changes the atmospheres of our lives. We have to make a decision to praise. Fundamentally, it's a decision, like all things in God. It is a choice. Is it going to be difficult some days? Absolutely. Are there days where you're going to have to bring a sacrifice? Yes, God already knew that. Hebrews 13. You're going to have to bring a sacrifice of praise at times. It's not going to be easy. You don't want to do it, but it's going to be an incredible thing for you. There are many times when we take medicine that doesn't taste too good, but we know there's a point to it. We know there's a point to it because it'll make us better. And praise, there are some times when praise is difficult, when it's very hard, when it's sacrificial, because God, I just do not want to praise you. Because of what I've been through. I physically can't praise you because of how I feel. But God is saying this morning, praise even in the midst of those situations. Because if you don't, the enemy delights in it. He delights in it. Because praise shakes him to the core. It shakes him to the core. Praise. Praise him in difficult days, difficult moments. Praise him when you're feeling low. And here's the last one, and then we're going to stand and pray. Praise him when you can't be bothered. We are a people that can't be bothered a lot of the times. We are a people that says, I don't feel like it. Don't want to. Just can't be bothered. I don't want to do it. That's who we are. That's us in one of the times where we're most real, when we can't be bothered. Praise him in those times. Can we stand this morning? We're going to pray. I'm going to just pray some good stuff into our hearts. Final verse this morning says this, Psalm 63, verse 3 to 4. Always thank and give honor to God. Because your love is better than life. My lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name, I will lift up my hands. Because your love is better than life. My lips will glorify you. This is who we are. If we don't praise, we deny who we are. If we don't praise, we hold back all the great things that God's got for us. If we don't praise, we stay in those pits of despair. But when we do praise, everything changes. Because we were made to praise. We were made to praise the King of Kings. Let's pray this morning. Lord, I thank you this morning that praise should ever be on our lips, Lord. I pray this morning that praise should be forever in our souls, Lord. That praise should forever be in our walks, in our attitudes, in the places that we go, the places where we don't want to go. It should be praise, Lord. When we don't want to get up, it should be praise, Lord. When we don't want to open our mouths, it should be praise. And in those moments, Lord, I pray to activate the verse from Philippians. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't want to activate it then, but that's when we need it. That's when we need that verse. Lord, there's so many times I don't want to praise. There's so many times when I'm mad. The last thing I want to do is praise. Praise him anyway. Praise him because he's worthy of your praise. Praise him because you need to do it. It'll be the best answer to your solution, to your problem. Jesus, this morning we're here to praise you. Praise you in all things. It may feel difficult at times, but we praise anyway because praise brings victory. I pray this morning, Lord, for any of us that are just feeling weary in our bodies. I pray this morning, Lord, for any of us that are just feeling weary, feeling tired, Lord, feeling sick, feeling ill in our bodies. Maybe someone that's not here this morning, and we just pray for them in their physical body, Lord. I pray this morning for our souls, Lord. David had to speak to his soul, and he had to say, soul, come on, let's go, because of what God has done for me. Soul, rise up. Soul, get excited. Soul, don't get down there. Soul, come up, because I need you. I'm a body, soul, and spirit. And so, Lord, I pray for our souls this morning. They would rise up again if they're low, and they would remind us, and we would remind them through our voices of the things that God has done. And, Lord, I pray for our spirits this morning, because I want to praise you. I want to worship you in spirit and in truth. And so I pray for my spirit this morning. I pray that it would leap for joy again as if I was a new believer. But, Lord, wherever we find ourselves this morning, no matter what darkest pit we find ourselves in, Lord, build into us an automatic default of praise. It's one of the most important weapons that we have, one of the most important things that we need to build into our lives. I surrender to you, Lord. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Lord, I pray this morning that we will praise as we go. I pray this week that we will praise as we go. And Lord, I pray this week as we pray for our 100,000 barrier to be broken, that we will praise you. And as we praise you, the victory will come. I pray this morning as we will praise you in every area of our lives, the victory will come. He already has it set up. He already has it planned. Just praise him to see it come through. Lord, we worship you. We pray for our offering this morning, Lord, as we worship. We pray, Lord, that we would just give in faith this morning, that we would give in praise, that we would give in worship, because, Lord, we love to praise and we love to worship you. Lord, I pray as we would sing, transform us, consume us, fill us. And, Lord, we just want to come and honor you and thank you and praise you in your precious name. Amen. Are we ready to praise the Lord just for a couple of moments and then we'll be done? Can we do that? We're going to praise him. We're going to lift our offering this morning and we're going to go for it. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.